little darling. Goodbye. Oh, I'm down on my knees, I'm crying.
It does it.
How sweet.
Thank you.
England was a mighty place. Many years gone by. Now England is a troubled place. Please don't ask me why. To quote an old Englishman whose name is Sir Jack Union, he told me in song, so sing along. London Bridge is falling down. Falling down, I say falling down.
London Bridge is falling down.
Falling down, I say falling down. In a land that used to be strong, is our old man bossing the tongue, and our next one wearing the crown.
London Bridge is falling down,
falling down, I say falling down.
London Bridge is falling down,
falling down, I say falling down.
London Bridge is falling down.
When I say I see nothing wrong, if a woman wearing the crown, he say, well, does your sister stop running wrong?
London Bridge is falling down,
falling down, I say falling down.
Tales were told, life was like a dream.
Tough men like Truman and Hutton, Churchill and Horatio Nelson. Ever since these gallant heroes gone,
London Bridge is falling down.
Falling down, I say falling down.
London Bridge is falling down.
Falling down, I say falling down.
London Bridge is falling down.
The immorality of the young, the instability of the pound, and the humility of the strong.
London Bridge is falling down.
Say falling down.
London Bridge is falling down.
Falling down, I say falling down.
London Bridge is falling down.
How I miss the Walter Raleigh, Drake and Sir Ralph Abercrombie. King Arthur will agree with me.
London Bridge is falling down.
Falling down, I say falling down.
In pomp and pageantry, history books will show.
Tough sea dogs and great explorers, mighty kingdom, fierce warriors.
Trouble take we sense they're dead and gone.
London Bridge is falling down.
Falling down, I say falling down.
London Bridge is falling down.
Falling down, I say falling down.
London Bridge is falling down.
He said, today when I look around and I see the king in a gong, I just have to sing my song.
London Bridge is falling down.
So bewildered I had to frown.
London Bridge is falling down.
Falling down, I say falling down.
London Bridge is falling down.
Falling down, I say falling down.
Falling down.
Her Majesty the Queen of England paid a visit to the Caribbean. You know the Queen of England, well, she came down to the Caribbean. Now that she come and gone, I went and returned that visit to London. Let me tell you, if you don't know, I catch the Queen singing Calypso and if yeah, she all day, all night, Miss Marian. And she down by the seaside, she sipping sun. Then she gone with Matilda, Matilda. Matilda, she take my money and run Venezuela. When I hear that Annie go crazy, I say, what's wrong with Her Majesty? Because me and all couldn't understand, but she sung like a true-born Calypsonian. And the way how she bringing out the number, one after the other, this time I find that she went too far. When she start to sing this number, and if you hear my pussin, is my pussin, is my pussin, is my pussin. Well, I feed her, mine her, raise her from small. Philip, take off your hand from she, don't touch me pussin at all. Well, it's now I wanted to know who taught the Queen to sing such calypso, because I still couldn't understand again how she learned such beautiful refrain. But the way how she bringing out the tune, I say, well, yes, man, the Queen could croon. Before could I say, Your Majesty, stop. She started to sing how Archie Buck them up and if you hear last carnival, you know, I had a wonderful time. Archie broke it up. Archie smashed it up. Now everybody in the Caribbean, they was singing this little rhyme. Archie broke it up, the Queen singing Calypso, he mashed it up. Now same time the Duke, she husband walking, while the Queen was singing, put the arms round she shoulder and playing that he's a real lover. Man, she push him and tell him to go away, she don't want him, hear what she will say. From the time the Duke start to walk out the room, again the Queen start another tune. She say, you walk in me chambers, but you can't get nothing, pam palam. Because I'm telling you, Philip, troubling tongue boy, pam palam. When the Duke, yeah, she singing so, he and all start to sing his own calypso. He say, fire, fire, in your wire, wire. Oh, yo, yo.
Ladies and gentlemen, the man and the moment you've all been waiting for, the X-Blider!
This is the crown of thorns. A message to the Canada Development Committee.
People telling me I throw away the monarchy, the wrong song I choose to sing. That's how Stalin come to win. I said, don't be angry, that crown means nothing to me. That is a crown of thorns, it kills the Calypsonian. I tell them, that is the problem. Why be a monarchy and live in a shanty? Not me and the monarchy, not me. You see, spoken with Holly B. Value more than the monarchy, not me, and the monarchy, not me. I know the king of Calypso does be treated like a puppy show. We'll be right back.
family. The title they give to me has no gain financially. The queen of Better Village just smiled she way across the stage. She's given a Toyota to drive straight out of the Savannah.
I tell them
that is the problem. If they believe in, well, continue singing.
Not me and the monarchy, not me.
You see, sculpting with Holly B. Value more than the monarchy,
not me and the monarchy, not me.
I know the king of Calypso does be treated like a puppy show.
So you know when you hear that, you're locked into
Boom Boom Time,
the show that brings you the
oldie,
old
calypso, old soca,
old steel pan,
old R&B,
soul,
disco funk,
and lots of old
reggae.
I am.
You are Sister B.
And you are
DJ Sean.
He is
Angel.
Flap, 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 flap. Good afternoon, Montreal. Good afternoon. Hey, wait. I hope you guys getting ready to go to Albino Show, you know, Golden Girls.
Yeah.
I hope you guys listening and, you know, getting ready, all right? I'm just saying that.
Hey, in studio, we have another, well, I guess we have to call She Queen Her Majesty, too, since.
We have a special guest.
I'm going to let Storm introduce her.
Well, we have I can't even call her. I have to call her family, you know? We have to call her family. Because it's quite weird. Your mom and my mom are actually friends.
Known each other for years and years.
So all I can say is that we have a family member in the building. We have Aja Antoine.
Hi.
Hi.
Very happy to be here with family.
Thank you. Yeah. We're going to be talking about something today. An exhibit.
Yeah. Next week is going to be the opening night for my art exhibition.
Yeah.
So, yeah, here to tell all the folks, all the Montreal people, to come out and see it next Thursday.
Yeah. Where?
It's going to be downtown in Dorchester Square.
Wow.
From 6 p.m. to 9 is opening night, and then it's going to continue for the next 8 days, from the 15th to the 25th.
Oh, wow.
So you guys just jumped right in it. I turned my back, and you just jumped right into your business.
Yeah.
It's like there's nothing else you could possibly talk about here.
No.
You come here, get to the matter at hand, and you feel you're leaving just so.
I'm watching the time. Yeah.
We jumped right into this.
Them young people, you worse than Gary T.
Well, I actually saw last night.
Yeah, you did?
Yeah.
Wow. All right, well, let's take it back a bit. Let's step back a bit.
Yeah.
What a week. We laid to rest a British iconic animator. A true Renaissance man, an artist's artist, nominated for an Oscar for 3 times. He is an animator, a painter, as well as an avid model airplane maker. And he flew them. Let me go to the past tense, right? So we were laying Gerald Potterton, a really good friend. I've known him since I was 18. In a beautiful country cemetery. You know when you hear people say they visit cemetery, Angel, and you sit there going, me visiting no cemetery, just so, you know, they have nobody to look for, but when they travel, they go and look up cemeteries. And I guess it's to see all the hoi polloi artists and whoever who was buried there, right? So I guess if you're in L.A. and you go to Forest Lawn, you're going to go look for the graves of the various, you know, old Hollywood legends and stuff like that, right? Never occurred to me, right? If you're going to go pay respects to somebody.
It's actually my godmother's husband.
Yeah, that's right. So Gerald Potterton is one of Storm's godmother's husband. But the cemetery, pretty. And we come out and we go down the road to the old little United Church where, I want to say it's the little country church. You know, when you hear them hymns say the little church, this church wasn't joking, right? and we just get a cup of tea. I don't even think I get to sit down good. You place the tea on the table and you just to pull up the chair and sit down. And another person comes in with the cell phone in the air going, I have news, the Queen. And somebody said, is she dead? Right? And it was quiet for a second. And then somebody cracked a joke. Oh, gosh, she's after Gerald. It broke the ice and that was that. And I think the thing I said to myself is, ooh, one of those, do you remember where you were when you heard the news? So that was the moment for me. But then, you know, you're slowly unpacking various things, right? And I can't remember my thoughts after that. I read a couple things online and I said, ooh, got to go in front of the TV today because, you know, you're going to get it chapter and verse. I kind of did it a little bit, but I really didn't. Duty is what came to me first, right? Because she was all about duty. Angel, you remember when we see her in Trinidad?
Yeah. Yes, you remember that. That was something to remember. And, you know, that was by accident, eh? We so happened to be around that time. What was what occasion it was? I'm trying to remember. Was it Republic?
Commonwealth were meeting. Yeah,
when she came and laid a wreath, right?
Yeah, but Commonwealth and was meeting in Trinidad. So all the Commonwealth heads of states were meeting, and then she took time out of the schedule to lay a wreath.
Yeah, when she came down and laid a wreath
at the soldiers.
Actually,
what that part name? Right in front of the new pretty hall they made.
Yeah.
But that pretty hall, it looked like the place in Australia.
Yes, I know what you're talking about, by the savannah there.
By this, to the side of the savannah, right.
I think that's the first time I ever actually saw her in person.
You go out like you well, were seeing she regular?
No, you know, because normally when she come Trinidad,
yeah,
everybody had to line up on the road, you know, with the school, and
yeah,
you're waving your flag and she in the sky. And coming down the road and you know, waving everybody as she passed by.
Yeah.
Right? That's how we knew it. But actually seeing her in person, actually personal, you know.
Flesh
small,
and blood.
Yeah. But, you know, you say, hey, boy, you know, she's so short, boy.
But it wasn't even you so know, much that. It was
she's small,
her
you know,
come
she's
out the car.
Brief,
this
brief.
Little old woman, because she
yes,
was
ma'am.
Already well into her 90s, right? Mm. And she come out the car. I take longer to get out of a car than she. Well, granted, I'm walking with a bit of weight, right? And she come out, the bag, the famous bag. The bag could be more famous than she. And she just got on with it. Froop, 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 and start walking.
Yeah,
no, when I say her stride, for a little old, you know, little
yeah,
old people.
Brisk, she was brisk.
She was like, woof, woof,
yeah,
woof.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
Then she there. The children played something on pan. She laid the wreath. She turned wrong. She had on the hat. Oh.
Yeah, she got with the hats. Yeah, I must say.
She
well-dressed, too. I mean,
yeah.
She always coordinated.
Turned wrong. And whoop, whoop, whoop. I don't think from the time when they marshaled people off to the side because they had a huge police presence, then you had the man who dressed up like the Trinidad flag. What's his name?
But I don't know that guy, you know.
But he always dress up like the Trinidad flag.
You talking about how we call him, man? We guys here. What his name can't come to me. Man.
Not punk. He wants to dress up like punk. We know he more flag dressing than
more
punk.
Drag dressing than punk. He more like
something for the city.
Who he does? Like, what's his man name can't come to me, man?
Happy Wanderer.
Is that him you're talking about?
No. I'm talking in Trinidad.
Yeah, but in Trinidad.
Well, whatever.
Okay. Well, now I don't know.
Any
I
event.
I can't say that guy's name. But,
with
yeah.
all that time, I think it was done in 12 minutes flat. Like, cars just showed up. She come out. Frup, frup, frup. Seriously, she just walk. quick. She well, listened
the
to
fact is, we didn't even know what was going on.
We didn't even know what was going on,
we
right?
We happened to be in the vicinity at the same time, at the right time. And we see all this police. What's really going on, man?
But it's the walk-in that had me. And then, of course, I did take pains to notice how she got out of the car. And the joke with that was I learned from an older woman, rest in peace, Auntie Fran, herself a Brit, that when you're injured, you have to really take care how you go into a car. So you put your bum in first, you swivel your knees, then you tuck your legs in. So with various elder people or myself, if my legs are damaged, I've practiced doing that. And it does make a difference, right? And helping mommy out the car, you know, because you want to come out the car just regular. You forget, say, well, you know, you have to take time with yourself now. And I would always say to mommy, like the queen, mommy, come on now, like the queen. And then she, you know, buck, and then she'd do it accordingly to make it easier. And then she was gone. I mean, I watched the lady. I wouldn't say I'm a monarchist. I am Anglican, and she is or was the head of my church. And even that, I can't reconcile, or I never put upon much practice. And we learned as children in the 70s, God save our gracious queen. And when she came to sign the new constitution, 1982, I think it was, we were playing at a church on Summerled. And, you know, but to me, really and truly, is you watch the hat and the clothes. Me, I like the hat. You know me already, right? And also, as a woman, this young woman just thrown into this sense of duty or family. I guess it's one thing to be said, you're going to take over when your parents die. This company is for you. And that's one thing. But in their world, it's a complete different thing. And how you even get to mourn, and then you had this big responsibility. And a nuance that I picked up while watching the TV a couple days ago is that the time that she was crowned queen at 25 years of age, it was a man's world, even further beyond when a man named James Brown, it's a man's world, even beyond that, you couldn't think, you were chattel, you were there to just give a man some children, you were told what to think and what have you, and she becomes queen. And I could just imagine during Winston Churchill's time, how the little chit of a girl we'll be running her right around in no time. She'll have to listen to us. And yes, there is a part where you have to listen to the firm, but the buck stopped with her. And she was able in her time and in her way, at a time when Britain was, and its influence and its power and its holdings around the world was diminishing rather quickly, she found a way to refashion it. And albeit she could have done a hell of a lot more. But she said in her ways that she would just be a symbol for people seeking democracy, seeking humanity, seeking a better life, blah, 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 all the various buzzwords. And she didn't meddle, she didn't get in, and she found other ways to do things, but she could have done a lot more for slavery and poverty and a lot more in the ills. And, you know, I just sort of boggled my head for a second and said, but we know what she donated to over the years, and maybe that's rationalizing. I don't know. All it to say is ultimately, as a woman who take on this big thing, duty, right? And even watching the king the other day, his very first speech, the thing you long for, I'm presuming he longed for it, to become king, only happens when his mama dead, right? Could you imagine that you want this thing, you're groomed for it, and the only way you're going to get it is when she dies? And we don't know, it's a different breed. Me can't wrap my head around the whole thing. All this to say is now we have a king here heading up Canada. And he actually is going to be very interesting to watch. So it's all current affairs. I don't know where You all stand with it. Some people say she is the last of the real colonists. And yeah, her life was that in a gilded cage, but with all the money and the power, she didn't get her way. She couldn't do what she want. It's just another facet at looking at life. What say you, Miss Asia Antoine? You don't give a shit. Her eyes are rolling and she's glazing over. Did you ever think about it? Where were you when you heard the news?
I was washing the dishes. Minding my own business. I was washing the dishes and then I hear my grandma. She's like on her phone or something. She's like, she's dead? I'm like, who is she talking about? I thought she was talking about like some family member or whatever. She's like, no, she's dead. I'm like, all right, okay. And then she comes in, she says like the queen is dead. And I was like, no way. I couldn't believe it. And so then when I went to go see it on the news and stuff, and I was like, wow. It was like, you could feel that it was like exactly that, like an end of an era.
Or something.
Yeah. Because right? Even if you don't sympathize or
don't give a two
whatever,
hoots.
It's like kind of a fixture that's been in place for such a long time.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, well, I mean, that's over now.
Yeah, I guess it's ultimately everything is how people live their lives. Okay, Storm, you've been raising your hand.
I could tell you when I heard the news.
Uh-huh.
I looked online. And when I looked online, I actually couldn't believe it.
But do you care? Did you watch her? Did you see anything with her? I used to watch The Crown. I like all that crap. My girl, though, really is the sister we're dead. Because she was just outrageous and out of order, right? That's my girl. The daughter, Anne. Anne, come here. I think was in Montreal and some journalists tell her something and she tell them sawed off, which is big cuss word for them, right? Cuss up journalists and what have you. And I don't know, right? I think ultimately at the end of the day, whatever your duties was, should to find that balance. And I'm having those conversations with myself. Like, did I find that balance the year that I was running down career while being a mother? Right? Me no know. It's going to be stuff to chat about. I getting up and watching the funeral, though. Don't make no joke. I like pomp and circumstances and all that stuff, right? So I'm going to watch it.
Quite confused when I heard she died.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know, even though I didn't know her.
Yeah.
I still tried my best to pay respect. You know, I'll give you an example. And I'm not saying this. Let's say that, and I don't want to call you pain, Mom. Let's say Grandma was still alive.
Yeah.
And we don't know. And we don't know.
Oh, I think you're trying to compare when you heard the news that Grandma died. Is that what you're trying to do versus this, that you felt different?
I felt really, 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 you know when you feel like your whole day, you know when you feel like your whole life changed?
Yeah, okay. You felt that change? For somebody who you don't know. But then you see, you grow up in a world hearing about the queen. I mean, we all do, right? We all grow up hearing about the queen and knowing about the queen. We've seen the queen on your money. You've seen it, you know, on the flags and stuff like that. So it's an era that you grew up in. And now that era is for the new generation that we have now. They wouldn't even know what, you know, having a queen was all about. So, you know, it's just different times, you know. Things change.
It just feels like I'm going through a death from somebody I don't know.
Yeah, but that's what it is. So, all right. So time's running out. Let's talk about.
Before we do anything, we're gonna come back and talk to Asia. You have to sing "Happy Birthday" to Uncle Patrick Beckford. Is there plenty of people? Who else having birthday?
Well, I have to start a hit from the UPS posse, right? If I start from the UPS posse, I have Sandra. Sandra, hey, happy birthday.
Oh, Sandra, girl. Who was with us last week.
Hey, right.
Yeah, Sandra, happy birthday, girl.
And then your girl, your UPS girl, too.
Ooh, which one?
Oh, man. You show me she picked here.
Heather, oh my God, that's my big sister from my time. I was about 7 or 8. That's real. That is family, family, family. Heather DaCosta. Yes, 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 yes. Oh, that is a big. And she is a big, 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 big boom, boom time listener from time immemorial.
Sandra. Sandra, no.
That's right, because Sandra, yeah, where we line with them and they be cooking and doing things when they're listening to us. And it was a nice little lime last week, boy. Ooh, a memory was there with Danny Blanco, Brian, Alan Prater, Coco, and CeCe Walker, and everybody, Mac Thornhill, all singing music. And they haven't been together. I don't think they've ever been together on a stage. I was, you know what? The Uncle Herman used to say, let the dead take care of the dead. We business with the life. So we have to do the birthdays. Happy birthday to all of these people, right? Fabulous, fabulous people. So you're singing. Take it away, DJ Storm.
AJ, you want to help me?
Sure, I'll come in with you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear everyone.
Everyone.
Happy birthday to you.
Life, yes? Big up on yourself.
Yes,
right?
Yes, yes, yes. Good, good, good thing. And I want to thank the promoters from last night. You know, it was a good show. Enjoy Allison Hines. Natasha, Marie. Hey, good job, girlfriend. Good job, good job. You really step
I'm
up.
Sorry,
you step up.
Uh-huh. But I have to say something.
What's
Natasha
that?
Natasha is the superstar.
Yes, yes, she is. She is. She is.
Queen of Soca, Montreal.
Yes, man. She do it.
Yes. Title. Let me give out title.
Yeah. So big up, good show, fellas. And then hey, it's almost 5 o'clock. You know, I hope you guys all day line up, leave all the house, all my Boom Boom Time listeners. I wouldn't say all, but most of them probably done lining up by to go in to see Martin or Albino. All you guys check that out. It's going up to 8. I'll be passing on there after. So let's do this interview and come back with some music. Music, music, music.
Actually, I could do it.
No. Sister P gonna be doing the interview, but time you waiting on Sister P. Sister P, I'm gonna play a little music and we'll come back. Coming back to you.
We're coming back to you.
Megan and myself have something to tell you.
Well, get on with it.
We want to leave the monarchy.
Why? What? But why would you want to leave all of this, darling?
Well, Grandmummy, you wouldn't understand.
Oh! Philip! Philip, come on! No!
Grandmummy!
Philip!
Go ahead and take care of her. Go ahead. Help her connect the dots. About the white meat and thing, never is a dark pity yet. But if ever you lack the understanding of once you go black, in the pages of history will document Harry's testimony. You know why? The prince gave up his money. The prince gave up his throne. The prince gave up his power. Why? Just for dark meat alone. The family goes sour. The queen, she might sing she soul. But the mother go proud when he's singing out loud. What? Dark meat to the world. Harry, tell them. Once you go black, tell them.
You'll never go back.
Tell them. Once you go black,
you'll never go back.
The haters on social media say that Harry will soon regret, but they will never understand why he's leaving, because they never eat a black meat yet. When he introduced his bride, the queen, she wasn't happy. She was like, what nonsense is this, Harry? It was a big joke. Harry near make the woman catch a stroke when he proclaimed, yes, I do, to a woman of a darker hue. So with that, the prince gave up his money, and then he kicked away his throne. Tell them he ain't want no power. Why? Just for dark meat alone. The family always sour. The queen, she might sing she soul. But he mother go proud when he singing out loud. Melanin to the world. Harry, tell them.
Once you go black,
never.
You'll never go black.
Never, never, never.
Once you go black,
never.
You'll never go black.
The queen say, Harry, my grandson, you was always happy with the rules that we set. But she can't feel what Harry is feeling, because she never eat a black meat yet. Harry, tell him, everybody sing.
Go, Harry.
What?
Go, Harry.
At all, it still makes him shudder the way the people treat his mother. So Harry decide to live his life colorblind. Well, he raised some eyebrows for sure when they saw his rasta mother-in-law. So king gave up his money, the prince gave up his throne. The prince ain't want no power. Why? Just for dark meat alone. The family done sour. And the queen, she might sing she soul. But the mother go proud when he's singing out loud. Yes, dark meat to the world. Harry tell.
Once you go black,
what?
You'll never go black.
Never, never, never.
Once you go black, you'll never go back.
Harry brother say that he's appalled, disappointed, confused, and upset. But he cannot relate, so he married again. So he never eat a black meat yet. Never! Hey.
Go, Harry!
Louder!
Go, Harry!
Share my husband on!
Go, Harry!
Short time in the palace, enduring all the malice. Some men want to say it, but half of them who complaining was racist. They thought that Harry wouldn't have gone as fast to marry. But the power of this black beauty make him go down on not one but on two knees. So the prince gave up his money and then he kick away his throne. He telling me he ain't want no power. Why? Just for dark meat alone. He family still in shock and the queen in pure misery. But he mother go proud, cause Harry is now contributing to black history. Harry said,
what's the black?